Morning watch. Taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life. Week one. Taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life for the accomplishing of God's eternal economy. Friday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Psalms 119, 147 through 148. I anticipated the dawn and cried out. I hoped in your words. My eyes anticipated the night watches, that I might muse upon your word. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. Song of Songs 1:3-4. Your anointing oils have a pleasant fragrance. Your name is like ointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love you. Draw me, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will extol your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you. Revelation 2:4-5, 7. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore where you have fallen from, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Related reading. The Lord Jesus is not a doctrine. He is not a set of gifts or a power. He is a person who needs our love, our appreciation, and our affection. How we need the sweet affection and love toward the Lord Jesus. We may talk about Christ being our life, but if we do not have the real love toward him, he is only life to us in doctrine. If we would enjoy Jesus as life, we must love him. As long as we love him, even if we do not know the term life, we will enjoy life. We will not know a doctrine, but we will enjoy Jesus, a living person, as our very life. We may have many teachings with all the gifts and power, and yet we would not take the personality of Christ. The Lord Jesus needs someone like Peter to love him, someone to tell him, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I follow you. I take you as my person. I take your personality as my personality. I take your will as my will. I take your desire as my desire. I do not care for teachings, gifts, and power. I just care for you. I love you, and I follow you, taking you as my person." In John 21, the Lord asked Peter if he loved him. Peter told the Lord, "You know that I love you." Then the Lord answered, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." To speak is not only to edify or to teach, but also to feed the lambs and to feed the sheep. For us to feed the Lord's sheep, we must love him. We should tell the Lord, "Lord, I love you, so I like to speak you forth to others." The more that we love him, the more we are qualified, equipped, and even perfected to speak. We also must enjoy the Lord and the Word every day early in the morning to have a new start each day. According to God's principle in his creation, he ordained to have a new year, a new month, or a new moon, and a new day. Within every year, we can have 365 new starts. If we failed for 364 days, we still have one more opportunity to have a successful day. We may have failed today, but thank the Lord, tomorrow is still here waiting for us. Tomorrow morning, we will have another chance to have a new start. Within every 24 hours, there is a new chance for us to have a new start and be renewed. To have a new start is not hard. It is so easy. Just rise up a little earlier and say, "Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus." You do not need to shout loudly and bother others. Just say, "Oh Lord Jesus." To say this makes a big difference. Sometimes I forgot to call on the Lord immediately after I woke up. That became a big loss to me. As soon as I realized this, I said, "Lord Jesus, forgive me for forgetting you." Then we need to pray read a short portion of the Word, anywhere from 2 to 4 verses. We can enjoy the Lord with his word and in his word through prayer reading. We should do this every day in the morning to have a good new start. We can speak the word to ourselves, to the Lord, and even to the angels. We can speak the word to our pets and even to our furniture. When we speak the word in such a way, we will be the first ones nourished by our speaking. We do not need to spend a long time to enjoy the Lord and the Word early in the morning. 10 to 15 minutes is sufficient to get nourished and have a good start of a new day. We need to practice this.